East Coast Breakfast.
South Africa is the center of the world's focus right now. The G20 summit is taking place this Saturday and Sunday in Joburg, and leaders from all over the world are coming to town.
Yeah, so the G20, or Group of 20, which is what it stands for, is an international forum of the big economies in the world, and they discuss economic, financial, and political issues. It includes members from both advanced economies and emerging economies. So it's about 80% of the global GDP.
Yeah, so some real big names are coming. We've got Olaf Scholz, Chancellor of Germany, Emmanuel Macron, France, Keir Starmer from the UK, Narendra Modi from India are coming through. There are some on the absentee list for whatever their reasons. Donald Trump, Xi Jinping isn't coming, but Premier Li Qiang is coming. Putin's not coming, and I don't know why, because we're in BRICS together.
There's a warrant.
But I think there's a warrant.
Just in case.
Deputy Chief of Staff Mazim Oreshkin will be coming through. I'm really surprised that Mexico isn't sending their president, or the president, Claudia Sheinbaum, isn't coming, but a ministerial level representation is happening there. So the world represent. Mm-hmm. What are we asking?
So if you had 10 seconds to address the world's G20 leaders, what's one message you would like to share with them? Let us know. 0617929495.
Good morning, East Coast Radio. This is Clarice from the South Coast. If I had 10 seconds right now with the G20 group, it would be simple. If you have any questions, if you have any concerns, if you want any advice, please speak to Rassi.
There was a moment a couple of decades ago where the global economy was at risk of collapsing. A group of 20 global leaders got together and said, guys, perhaps we should talk about this, not let this happen again. And ever since then, there's been a G20 summit somewhere in the world. This year is taking place in South Africa, in Joburg. And so the question we're asking you is, when you've got the intention or the attention of the world's leaders, and you had 10 seconds to effect some change, what would you tell them? You leave a voice note to 0617929495, or you can text it if you want to. We might even forward that for you.
One message today is for them to follow Billy Mzamo, Member of Parliament. He is the first person in Parliament that I have heard speaking such positive words in building viable municipalities for enhanced delivery and basic service.
Nice.
100%. Be more like. I think that's where world leaders get upset, is that people tell them, don't do this, don't do this, don't. But if you say, no, do this. Do what this guy does. That could work. What would you do, Colin?
I think a few things. I'm going to try and do it in 10 seconds. It's almost impossible. But I think climate change is a huge issue. It affects poorer countries. It affects Africa. It really does affect poorer countries. So they really need to be harder on countries when it comes to climate change, and need to do more, because it also then directly affects world hunger.
So 100%. And world
we've
migration.
Got enough food in the world.
Yeah.
And like you said, the migration problem is a serious.
It's a mess.
But it's also directly related to climate change. But yeah, I think the hunger for me is an immediate issue we can solve, because we've got enough food.
Yeah.
We just need to work on things to distribute the food evenly, fairly.
You're quite right. It's a logistics thing.
Yeah. And one more thing. Should tax.
Hang on, you're 10 seconds.
Heavily tax all the super rich people in each country. So when I say heavy tax, I mean you shouldn't even be allowed
to
allot that much money.
Are you saying
it should be taken away from
100%.
You?
100%. Like there should be, on the planet, there should be a minimum wage,
yeah,
and there should also be a maximum wage.
Yes.
Anything over and above that goes into roads, infrastructure,
because there's no need for one human being to have that much money and
100%.
People starving and dying.
Yeah. 100%. Okay,
that's a good 10 seconds.
Good one.
Yeah.
she took my 10 seconds.
You have nothing.
What you got, Scott?
You know what? I think it's a perfect opportunity for us South Africans here, because it's been held in South Africa, to actually say in my 10 seconds, whatever you've heard about this country, and other countries are not here because they heard something and saw videos from elsewhere thinking it's South Africa.
Yeah.
Whatever you heard about South Africa, actually take some time while you're here to actually see our country.
Yeah.
Experience the country for yourself.
Yes.
Stop reading fake news.
Stop looking at those PDFs from the Democratic Republic of Congo in 1988.
Is those leaders are not here this year, the fake news ones.
That's the thing,
that
though.
We should have told them about our golf courses.
We should have been sick. Bro.
should have said, go to Joburg for a day and then we'll take you to Mount Edgecombe.
Yeah.
We'll take you on the lakes. And then I was like, I'll be there.
Yeah. And don't speak to Ritu Forsen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't speak to be on any.
No,
panel.
We got much better. Not, I wouldn't say better golfers, but better.
But on a serious note, like just that. Just you hear now, you always hear these things about South Africa.
Yeah.
Experience for yourself what we are really, really about.
100%. Well, you guys have pretty much covered it. Say, for example, you listening right now, you had a chance to speak. Just call it 10 seconds, but you can be a comment and make it 25. Okay? 10 seconds to address the world's leaders. What would you ask them? What would you tell them? What advice would you give them? You have 10 seconds and you're talking to the world.
Good morning. Good morning, East Coast Radio. It's me, Brendan, from Durban, Phoenix.
How's it, Brendan?
You know what? If I had the opportunity to talk to Jesus for 10 seconds, I wouldn't ask them for anything. I would, in fact, beg them. I would beg them to please not borrow South Africa anything, no money, especially money, bro. I will tell him, stay away. If South Africa asks you for 10 rand, run the other direction. Because you don't know what hospital is going to get next involved with corruption. So if it's not going to be a hospital, it's going to be a soccer field or something. They might even charge us to build a soccer field. Then they actually just build a small tennis court or indoor pitch. So I think it's best that, that's what I will tell them, do not get us into more financial problems. We just came off the grey listing. Let's keep it that way.
So, Brendan, I'm going to read between the lines here. I'm going to say you endorse more public-private partnerships. Okay? So those ones seem to be working quite well in South Africa.
Yeah,
when there's a public-private, so, yeah. I hear you.
Facebook, Pragesen says, bring the cost of living down in South Africa and create a fast-growing economy to create employment. I love that one. And then this one from Renier saying that discrimination against the Springboks. This has to be addressed at the G20.
It really is. The G20 needs to gather for this one. Really. Unnecessary, silly, churlish red cards. Come on now. You're just trying to cut us. Basically, they're going to say other people, no one can tackle on the knees unless you're tackling a Springbok.
It's wild.
That's where they're going to go.
It is wild.
I'm with you on that one. We have Dale from Glenwood. How's it, Dale?
Morning, guys. How are you?
Lucky.
Morning, East Coast.
You have 10 seconds to address the G20. What are you going to say?
I would like to ask them if they could create a world currency. Okay. Still don't get the whole purpose of us having different currencies across the world. I mean, why would you use sugar, for example? If a country buys sugar from us, they pay less. If we buy sugar from Brazil, we pay more. If we make a neutral currency across the board, I think it'll benefit every country in the world.
That does sound kind of optimistic, maybe a little bit idealistic. I like
hey,
that
just
immediately.
10 seconds, but
until you say, you know, let that currency be the dollar. Like, oh, okay, who's printing that? And
but it's money interesting. Costs
that's
money.
That's his 10 seconds. I've got one here from WhatsApp. My 10 seconds to the G20 would be stop the wars. Okay. Okay, but that's your 10 seconds. Enmity, poverty, and let there be world peace. Are you saying G20 should get together, hold hands and say, oh, we are saying,
we are the world.
Irrespective of religion, race, culture, just let there be world peace and everything else will follow. Well, that is ideal.
Yeah, world peace is cool.
I suppose that is in an ideal world. But when it comes back to stop lending us money, I would think it's very, very interesting there. We need to see what's happening with the Concord there and Rand collusion, because we would be able to buy a lot more if there wasn't collusion to make our Rand 20. We should be at 7 Rand to the dollar. That would make things a lot different. But these decisions aren't just for South Africa. They for the world. And you can keep them coming, by the way. 10 seconds with the G20. What would you ask or say?
From 6 a.m. weekday mornings on East Coast Radio.